This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare and Digital Health Podcast. I am excited to be chatting with Katie Adams today. You've probably heard from her a lot. Katie, can you introduce yourself and dive into what digital health trend or issue that you're following today?
Hi, I'm Katie Adams, a digital health reporter at Becker's Hospital Review. And I've been paying extra close attention to hospitals at home lately. It's really taking off. I feel like I keep on seeing news that hospitals are either expanding or launching hospital at home programs, but there's a lot going on in that space in terms of, you know, how much benefit it can bring to hospitals. It can obviously provide a lot more convenience to patients and allow them to receive inpatient level care at home, but it can also reduce hospital costs and free up capacity, as well as, you know, reducing readmissions for hospitals. But they're in a little bit of a wait and see limbo state right now in terms of expiring waivers and the public health emergency. So Medicare and CMS really only is going to promise to reimburse for this at-home care while it's the public health emergency, which was just extended, but still, you know, could end soon. So even though a lot of hospitals are expanding these programs, I think even more could if the nature of reimbursement when it comes to hospital at home wasn't so uncertain.
And do you think there's any ways or avenues that the uncertainty could be lifted a little bit, or what are we looking at in that terms of that?
Well, a lot of it is just waiting on CMS to make a decision or release guidance on what coverage might look for this long term, but it really still seems like the hospitals are, some of them at least, are forging ahead as if they know that this is going to be a big part of at-home care for a while now. I keep on seeing announcements of new partnerships with remote patient monitoring companies or other telehealth or digital health companies to help supply of the technology needed for these programs. And I also see a lot of hospitals reporting on the success of these programs, how patients were happier, patient outcomes were better, and, you know, it allowed them to care for other patients within the hospital or to reduce costs from needless readmissions and things like that. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different companies hospitals have been partnering with to really bolster these programs. So it seems like, I don't know if it's just an optimism, but it seems like a lot of hospitals are moving ahead as if this is going to be a part of their business model for a while now.
Well, Katie, thank you for sharing these thoughts with us today. Your insight is always very much appreciated. So thank you for taking the time.